on Aleph, which is Parakamishi, all about three dots, I think. Menor Gomer, we still salam to Skusa Yagan Aleno, Kursiv Begarasimus. So we have something going from Misos Lanto to the Garrison Musser. And the Garrison Musser, Misos Lanto writes the following. Adam is asur b'miskol b'muskoloi v'chavshi b'dimyoi. His muskol is the things which he understands based on the real true thought process, logic, creates an asur. He's bound. He's limited. But when it comes to his dimyon is totally free. It can think about, it can pretend anything, it can think anything. The dimyon makes him think as if he's free. So the muskol is a person who thinks through and understands his responsibilities. There is a world, there is a creator, there is expectations. The dimyon lets you think whatever. Okay, dimyon amalichay shayvav v'derek leiv mitzaynot. It leads you shayva waywardly, in the derech of the person's rotzon. Val yechas mei osid, without being worried, afraid of the future. Havarai, which is definitely going to come. Eis yifkad Hashem al komi fala, when a coming Kosh Baruch Hu is going to sort through all of his actions. Bishvatim koshim yivaser, and he'll be punished with tremendous punishments. Nobody else is going to be given in your place. He's alone is going to carry the results of his sin. He is one. The one who does the veira, he can't send somebody else as a shliach for Irish. It doesn't work like that. And it's bitter. It's a difficulty, but I can handle it. Okay. So the Rasul is listing over here. It's called Tach Mukriyot Shadimion Mamsilon. All of the different excuses, but pretenses, the way to get out of the situation that the dimmon presents us. First of all, shekilu ein mishpah. That's not going to happen. You know, whatever. It's not going to happen. Mim yesh mishpah. And I should learn kol kach. If there is mishpah, it's not going to be so bad. Feeling my own shcham, even though the ancient are bad. But who achayt the yonish? It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my responsibility. Somebody else will take responsibility.
Excuses.
What?
Excuses.
Right. It's each level of how the person is thinking, he can relieve himself from what's going to happen. Even if it's him, he calms himself. I can handle it. And my first step, which is to generate in myself a year of skates. It fakrums the intelligent, straight thinking process. And it takes it the way you would like it to work. We would like the system to be that it's not so bad, it's not really me, it's not my fault, it's not going to happen, you know, the good excuses, right? That's my rot symbol, and therefore I can do whatever I want to do. But the reality is that none of those are true. He still continues, and he says, "Oy ledimyon, oyev hara halaseh. They is to dimyon this terrible, evil enemy. But miyodeno, who we created, bekachen al harchikai. But we have ability to be marchik it, to distance it from ourselves. You see." giving a listening ear to the true seichel. The haskal, the Rebbe, is thinking things through to find the truth. But the dimin is like this raging river which will cause the seichel to drown. He's a person who has to make a tremendous effort to stay focused on the seichel, because the nature of the being is that the dimyan is going to overpower you and make the world look the way you would like it to look, as opposed to the way it really is.
Yeah?
That's our problem. He's not giving solutions yet. He's giving problems.
Yeah, what about dream? Like, a goal setting for yourself.
See, he's going to say later on, he's going to introduce like
a spoiler alert.
Is it true that dimin only is negative? Is someone to find a positive usage for dimin?
Didn't we already say there was a positive?
There are positive uses for dimin, right? There are positive uses, but the average person, unless you the seichel is constantly reinforced and strengthened and thinks through the process and he is in a review mode of what the seichel talking to him, the dim is going to take you to this warm, fuzzy, comfortable place where everything will work out the way you would like it to work out. Some people are doers more than thinkers. Some people are thinkers more than doers. Some people, the reason why they're not doers is because they can conjure up their mind the results. It's like, so why have to make an effort? They're busy conjuring up the result without doing. So for them, that's how dimin will play itself out, by generating like, yeah, I'm going to talk to the guy and I'll solve the problem. You know, you keep talking to him, I'm talking to him, you never told the guy to solve the problem. You just keep saying, yeah, I'm going to do it. You know, and you picture yourself doing it even. So it's like you lose all the oomph of the doing. So that's one type of a dimin. Another type of a dimin is so that. But what it has in common is I sort of, in that world, things work out the way I like them to work out. So in the world of the Russian's world, it'll work out. Yeah, you know, the Russian will love me and say, wow, you're such a big son, you're going to get aid. Now, that's very nice. You know, and I can find a few Marmar Chazals would support that also, you know. Right? But bottom line, we're not honestly thinking through our reality. I have a lot to work on, I have a lot to fix, I have a lot to correct. Okay. Besides the fact that each individual person feels the truth of this description, how things decisions are made based on the dimin of where I would like it to be. But hifli yirsul solanter zikr lebracha l'chayel l'makom. The hagdim is as ruach to guvaseinu b'miyuchad. But that describes our generation. Forget about each individual person. It describes our generation.
I can tell you that really.
It's kufas kedumos.
Earlier eras.
Oy hikira hanushois. Mankind recognized the ideal, an ideal. Shall his alus ruchnis, butanim shall avoid the ruchnis. They recognized the idea that a person can create a spiritual, intellectual pleasure. I once said, you probably heard it from me, you know, the ancient Greeks, I said this right, you know, I said it in the Shmuz just for effect, they weren't wrong. They had a dream to understand the secrets of the universe. They had a dream to understand how the Russian runs the world. They had a dream to understand why the world is the way it is. They had a dream that they wanted to know. They wanted knowledge. The problem was that their understanding of the purpose of knowledge was was limited to that man will get what he wants. But the idea that they wanted something bigger than themselves, and that was the dream, that was what they wanted, they got that. That mankind is supposed to be searching for something greater than himself. So the dream of the physicist who will spend years of his life trying to figure out why the systems of the universe work the way they do, so because he would like to understand that, he's dreaming of something bigger than himself. It's not Torah yet, so but we at least recognize that that's like a goal for mankind. But those people in Kayoim, Tanugam Shel Rei B'nei Adam, that what gives people pleasure nowadays is not sitting and contemplating philosophical or physical ponderies and imponderables, right? But rather, Hu Bidur Zul, it's lowly, be the reader's wasting time. Kriyas Devorim, reading books. Rias Machzos, Chaseri Techa Ruchni, going and watching movies which have no significance to them. Hamalhivim Masvim Ach Virakas Adimim, which, we spoke about this. I find the concept of a book or the concept of a movie a fascinating thing. It's totally not real. And we get so absorbed in them that we emotionally identify with the characters which are in there. And these people go to the movie every night. Every night you're taking part of the money, you're turning it off. She said, well, the person needs a relaxation. Well, yes, the person needs to chill out a little. Right? But what's happening is we're strengthening our minds, not living in a real world. The biggest ride to me is like you have, no offense, you have this, you'd say the same thing, right? You have
country. I just want to say, whenever something starts with no offense, it's generally offensive, but
it depends how much let's see, right?
This goes.
To me, you have a society of human beings which the only thing which they have going for them is they're very good at pretending they're somebody other than themselves.
All right. Talking about politicians or actors?
Actors. We'll get the politicians in a second.
It's the Californian that he's going after.
So, and the whole world, sits there and gushes over the fact, that he pretended he was so-and-so so well. So he's such a great guy. So who is he? Probably over half of them end up, having moral issues, of various different forms, which, more than a high ratio than the average society. Well, I don't blame them. You spend your whole day pretending you're something you're not. So when do you become something you are? You're not, the goal isn't, truth. The goal isn't reality. So there's a few individuals say, acting is a tremendous medium. Right? I saw an interesting question. The CIA was recruiting for people. They only want high caliber people which are high morals. Then they tell you that you should lie. So so what happened to your high caliber people which have high morals? I mean, you ask me to lie. The whole thing about spying is lying.
I'm watching everybody else.
That was the question that the person asked. Okay.
I disagree with the question.
Okay, so the person answered to the question, right, that you're not lying, you're acting. That was the person's response.
So I don't think that's an appropriate answer either. But
so what's the correct answer? Is let's say I want to convey a concept of a meaning to my child, and I said the best medium to convey that concept is creating a story which never necessarily happens, which will convey that concept to the child. That's not sheker.
It's a mushroom.
Right? That's the power of mushroom. Right? So I can take that. I want to convey a moral issue and a moral reality to somebody. And I can create a play, which I can act in the play, and it'll give across a message. That's also, we understand that. Right? But that's not the goal of our, that's not the goal of our entertainment society, our entertainment industry. To give across moral truths, embellished in stories to make it easier for people to absorb them and become more morally upright.
The vast majority, well...
I'm not saying there aren't scenarios.
Right,
but the general concept, we live in a society where no generation has ever had this intense focus on killing time, you know, wasting time, wasting values, and having nothing of value.
It's all Edison's fault.
What?
It's all Edison's fault.
Yeah, it's all Edison's
fault. It goes back to the light bulb. We don't have to...
Okay, now... Then he says, okay, let's go to politicians. Yad ha-ta'amula ha-zula v'yoyser. This, ta'amula is this. An occurrence. Publicity, propaganda, you're trying to make something happen. We're making decisions for the country, and we're making decisions instead of having an intelligent conversation and trying to convince you based on seichel why this is the correct path for our country to take. Instead, we look with appeal to the passions and the dreams and the fantasies of the public, and that's what how we decide something. That's how you decide what the country should do, right? Because of your emotions, right? And that's what happens. I saw an article which I wouldn't necessarily. I have my opinions about the president. But
when you're not being recorded.
What?
For not when you're being recorded.
Not being recorded. No. A person, you know, there's a question right now if there be a human security vote, Security Council vote against Israel for the. What would the president, there was a leak of the president was telling the ambassador not to veto or not to say no, to say yes, to be upset with Israel. So this person was writing the reason why he's upset with Israel because he is on a personal level, he's frustrated with them, right? It says so. We're being sacrificed to the whim of this guy's ego. Now, if this is a specific scenario, I don't necessarily agree that that's the yes or no. But that's how politicians make decisions. It's true. You know that their ego plays a tremendous role in their decisions, whether they're willing to admit it to themselves or to the country, other people. That's part of the reality.
I think part of the reality was a little different. And I'm not saying I'm a fan or not a fan of the president, but there is an idea of, and we've talked about in the past, of coveted position, and that many times things are done in certain ways. And just, I cannot get into details, and it's not the place to get into details, but if it is, you know, massages people's fears, I can speak on very high confidence that the relationship between the United States and Israel, while in the media may not be very good, on an actual working level, better than it has ever been, except for maybe in 73 when Nixon sent arms.
Yeah, I understand. So, that's not my point. My point is the same. It's a concept that he's saying that the Dimyon plays a role in decisions on the highest levels of echelons of government.
You're saying that like politicians can make a decision for legislators depending on whether or not they're offended by something,
or depending on what, you know, what will appeal to the, or it's,
their constituency.
Their constituency. Now, listen, I'm not a fan of saying that, you know, the intellectual elite of Israel, which comes along, listen, the masses of Israel are absolute idiots. They know what's good for them. We're going to decide what's good for them. We couldn't care less what they said. That's the attitude of the, you know, the Israeli elite left, which is, you know, controlled the government for X amount of years. They try to make it do whatever they want without caring what the people think one way or the other. I'm not saying that either. But the fact that the decisions are made based on public appeal, as opposed to having some type of moral principles, is a reality. I'm not saying every decision is made like that. I'm not saying there aren't decisions like that. I'm the point is that plays a tremendous role in these decisions, right? Person's ambitions, person's, you know, because I have my ambitions, I care about what people think. Because that's what people think, I think that's called normal. Without really contemplating it and challenging the thought process, like, why are we doing that?
But at the same time, we know I've discussed before, without Dimyon, nothing would happen. And Rebbe alluded to it earlier. In the sense that, like, these, you know, the people who Rebbe's talking about the physicists and stuff, if they're not dreaming of, wow, once I find out what this is, I will have this great understanding, things will be wonderful, whatever it is. And now, Rebbe did talk about just the positive and negatives, and we'll get to that, but a lot of what I'm hearing, and I could be completely misunderstanding, it's what I normally do, is with Dimyon, you know, there is that positive and negative. And, you know, that's why we have to, you know, pay attention to our sequel. It says, look, even if you get to this thing, you're going to have to understand this is, you know, it's just a step in the process. It's just, you know, yes, you will gain a greater knowledge of how Hashem created the world, or you'll see something in a different light, or whatever it may be.
But that's the emotional, you know. I would argue there are many different reasons why, and no person can come along and say it's only, mostly they're not for one reason, right? My decisions are not a single reason, right? The people are pursuing the cure for cancer, right? What's motivating them? Right? So there's X about the people, which the primary motivation is the honor and the glory they're going to get, the fame they're going to get. And the people who had a family member who's went through the terrible tragedy of it, and it impacted him so emotionally that he wants to, that somebody else shouldn't have to go through the same thing they went through. It's altruistic for that reason. There's certain people which the intellectual challenge
from taking a paycheck, though.
What?
They still have other motivations in those ideas.
We'll get to the second. A third person will come along and say that the intellectual pursuit of overcoming the challenges is fascinating to him. So he wants to do it for that. Right? So there are many different reasons why people are motivated. Now, the average person will be a conglomerate of them. Right? You know, there are days when he's feel he's giving up and he's just not in the mood anymore because it hasn't worked. And then the glory aspect will speak to him. The next day, you know, that's not talking to him anymore, and the idea of, well, you know, you can really help people change people's lives, that's such a wonderful thing. The altruism will talk to him, right? Sometimes the paycheck will talk to him, sometimes the paycheck doesn't talk, but it is a musik, you know, when there's, you hear the language of the physicist. It's not the fame, it's not the glory. It's the knowledge for knowledge's sake is captivating. I would just like to know.
Philosophy, not
physics. No, the physicist, modern physicist, you know, not at a very, not practical physicist, the theoretical physicist, they're trying to understand the theory of how the world works. It's a semi-philosophical pursuit. Right? It's the philosophy of physics in a certain sense. You know. what's motivating them is I would like to know. You know, you just don't hear that language. The goal for to find the truth is a goal. He says that we sit there. You know, I give you. I'm not saying that the person is perfect, not perfect, right? But to do that, you have to remove a lot of these other the pictures. And the goal is, you know, and there's so many different elements around what projecting pictures. The Dimyon is projecting for many different reasons, and the power that it does. So you lose sight of that dream of emes, the dream of seichel. It's a different thing. Dimyon could take you so far to the following madrig. Chiyu bitnom Elohim, their God is their stomach. Terosam Malbushayim, their Torah is their clothing. Umusorom, and their Musar is Kizuk Mishkanayim, building their homes. That's their defining element in their lives. That's their God, that's their religion, and that's their ethics. So that's the power of Dimyon, is to create a picture of this is what the world is supposed to look like. Which is overwhelming that we should have such a thing. See, bring you back to Dimyon Nachal Shaitev, HaSechel Yitveh Mo Nadekeo Baniyo. So the Sechel is going to drown if we don't give it a ship. What's that ship? What's the combat? So the combat is who reaches a nefesh usaris a ruach. That's the emotional connection to the world of Torah. If I can create, in other words, Dimyon catches the imagination, fires the imagination of the person. If I'm going to try and only fight it with the world of seichel, seichel's lost. If I can find a way to give emotional support to the world of the seichel, so then I have a chance of winning. So I come along and say, you know, what's Shabbos? Shabbos is the day of the message of the Creator to mankind that you are only creations, and therefore you have to recognize your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu as a creation vis-a-vis its Creator. That sounds pretty scary, right? That's the truth. Right? Says, and by doing so, you will feel this warmth and this comfort of the fact that you were being enveloped in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. Oh, so now you're talking. Now I'm talking to the Dimyon part, and that's also true. A person will truly come to that true recognition, understanding of what his relationship is. So the result will either be that I'll feel like I'm a nobody, or I will feel like this state of security that I'm not the one who's in charge. It is the most, in a certain sense, it's the scariest thing in the world to be not the one in charge. And on the other end, it's the most heartening thing to know. I don't really have to worry about the results because I'm not the one in charge. Somebody else who I trust is in charge. So it makes me feel safe. I can feel warmth and comfort with that.
Such a gosh me thing. Such a rough me thing. So let go of the concept of I'm not the one in charge. It's completely gosh. But to recognize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is manhig, it seems like it's a very rough me thing.
No, it is. My goal is the seichel. The seichel tells me that I'm not the creator. Seichel says that there's a creator. Any idiot understands that there's a creator, right? That's what the seichel says, right? But talk to me from a seichel. Listen, seichel says, but the dimyon comes along and says, well, the world looks like this, and it's so geschmack, and so this. So forget about the very island and go do whatever you want. So arguing on a seichel level, well, that's not a smart idea because he's in charge and you're going to burn in Gehenna. Doesn't speak to you. But if I can find a way to create that the message of Shabbos tells me that, and Shabbos has therefore creates a warm relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It allows us therefore to let go of the rat race and to spend time with our families. I'm great in 7 different ways how Shabbos is more than one than the Gishmak. The final goal isn't all those things. The final goal is to play a supporting role that's allow the Seichel to shine forth and do what the Seichel has to do. Right. Then the demon has it. I'm using my kayak, the demon, to generate the true realities of what the emotions are supposed to be as a support role for the mile of what Seichel is supposed to do. That's the ship. That's the vision of the demon. That's the emotions, the sarsaruch, and the excitement which we get about our mitzvahs.